Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi, Ben. Long time no see. All right. Anybody new? Anybody here for the first time? Hi, Julia. Welcome. All righty. Well, when you feel settled and comfortable enough, maybe you can close your eyes and join me. Feel that our gathering is a safe space where it's possible to just be together. For no reason other than that, to be together. And when I say a safe space, I mean really a sacred space. Where we can be intimately with our experience moment by moment. And at the very same time, as I think it's Adyashanti who says, intimately with, or something like that, and at the same time, wholly unconcerned. So it's a paradox, that paradox. Wholly unconcerned in the sense that for this, for the duration at least of this gathering, we can give everything over, surrender everything over to God. We can do that knowingly. In other words, something is taking care of everything. And maybe allowing our bodies to taste that quality of being taken care of, being held. Being allowed to unwind, to begin to feel. Perhaps there wasn't the possibility of even feeling. The direct raw feelings, sensations, the breath. The tension, and really allow if there's a bit of movement that would help facilitate this offering of the body. Moments by moments, this allowing of the body to let the body, let you as a body, we are the body, despite what we may say at another moment. We are the body in the sense of we are this life, right? This moment. We are the dance of tension and feelings and tinglings and pulsations and emotions, and it moves. Life moves. Breath moves. Energy. Thoughts. So, yeah, don't think about what I'm saying too much. Just let the body do what it feels like doing in a very simple way. Maybe it's relishing the stillness. And maybe it just needs to move a bit, especially in the areas that's out there. Out there in the world, those places in the body hold a sense of being located as the doer, as the thinker, the place that defends, the place that hangs on for dear life. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you. I do know. I know for myself. I don't know for each one of you, but you know, maybe it's in the shoulders. Maybe it's in the diaphragm. Maybe it's between the temples, in the jaw. This animal body that constantly generates something in order to ensure its survival. Hello. Hello, animal body. Really allowing these places, these corners of our experience that are so alive, allowing them to to taste the quality that is here when we gather like this. It's a quality of spaciousness, of kindness. It's a message whispered to the body that you don't have to hold stuff right now, because in this gathering, by this gathering, through this gathering, you're held. You are held. You're moved. You're combed out. You're floated, you know, like a, I don't know if you know what a wetsu session is. It's like when you're in water, sort of beautifully temperatured water, and you're being held in somebody's arms. So you're held by the water and by this person's arms, and you can completely let go and be moved with the currents of water. It's like that. Let the meditation be like a wetsu session. Feeling that your body can become a little bit more alive, a little bit less defended, perhaps. That it can touch what it's surrounded with, the air, the temperature of the air on the skin, the sound of this voice, very intimately connected with the sensations of your body. So that the sound of this voice doesn't have to be mediated by anything other than your tactile sense. Almost like a caress. And your body can feel the touch of the earth, especially the lower part of your body, your pelvis, sort of base, root. Can feel what supports it, what it is connected with. We call it the earth. And the movement of the breath, just simple, like a wave. The inhale, the outhale, the exhale. Also like a caress. Even though there is also all those little ripples of fear and tension and Your nervous system may be activated, and there may be layers of sensations that ordinarily you would label as unpleasant, unbearable. Perhaps here you can just allow them to ripple away and feeling that your breath, the in-breath, the out-breath, can also be slow and even and gentle. So there can be a coexistence between the animal, the frightened animal, and something else. This benevolent indifference, which doesn't mean a cold detachment, but rather a deep concern for all that is. So deep that it's not really interested in the storylines or the labels. And let your breath be medicine, because it's what it is. The breath is medicine, and it's always available. Just feel just the taste of your breath. You might feel the air, at the tip of your nostrils as it moves in with the inhale, and then just tasting the delicacy of the breath as it travels into the nostrils, and how delicate that is, and how the sensitivity of the nostrils, how delicate that is. And then, with the exhale, your attention might move to some other quality, a sort of letting go feeling. Like a ah. And if you know Ujjayi breath, you can apply Ujjayi breath. This is a slight filtering at the back of your throat, which invites the breath to slow down and be even from the beginning to the end. But don't worry. Don't impose anything. It's just an invitation. Tasting the in-breath. Letting it permeate, pervade. Tasting the out-breath. And you're not anticipating the next in-breath. There's no need to pull it in. It's just rising out of the source. Long, smooth, even. Hello. The breath allows you almost to venture into the body, to the raw sensations, into the raw sensations with the in-breath, and it's just a, it allows you just to feel. There's a pause, perhaps at the top of the in-breath, and then the out-breath, another kind of feeling. And the pause at the bottom of the out-breath. And there's no right, there's no wrong. It's just a little visit with our indigenous experience, I don't know what to call it, or wild landscape. And we don't come as colonizers, or we're not coming in with a mission. We're not missionaries. Or if we are, we welcome that. That itself will be a quality of feeling, a quality of tension, a quality of wanting something to change, to be different. So it will have a sort of tension. And so it is also tasted. It's alive. And again, if the movement surfaces, let it and really allow, without any knowledge of what the movement, how or where, or it's almost like you offer your body and you include your head, so that your head is no longer the headquarters. You just let the body be rippled by some kind of wild ripple, which I don't know, it's just a pure intelligence and it's very simple. And it's connected, the movement, with the space beyond the body and with the earth. And you know, with the totality, it's not isolated. And you feel, I don't know, maybe there's a change of temperature or a wave of feeling. And it's holy, all of it. Every little tiniest micro sensation, micro experience. Equal to to all of the other experiences. And don't like saying don't. but I will say it because I don't know how to say it in any other way. But don't worry. Because that's way too easy to say. Of course, we're all riddled with worry, especially these days. But I think what I mean is let worry in meditation, let the difficulty, the worry, the confusion, the meaninglessness, the terrible wrestling that we probably all find ourselves engaged with vis-a-vis what's taking place in the world. There's no way that these sort of humble little humans that we are can make meaning with what's going on or can find a resting place or brother can manufacture a resting place. And yet, there's peace. Somehow, it can be touched. Always. But perhaps more easily when we gather. Because we're together. And we're innocent and we are not coming in to brandish our points of views. We're coming in having left our points of views more or less at the door. And we come naked, lost, seeking refuge. I guess that's the very best we can do. And then perhaps grace descends, envelops, reminds, guides, bathes, embraces. Perhaps silence vibrates. Perhaps the breath is felt to be deeply, deeply healing. Perhaps the touch of our fingers, of our hands, of our palms. With a space, with a with the air. Is singing something about how everything is interconnected. And the touch of our bodies against the earth or against the cushion, or the touch of our clothes against our skin is singing about that, about the absence of borders. And perhaps the deep emotions that we hold tightly when we're out there, the deep emotions that we push down, that we solidify so that they don't overwhelm us. Perhaps here, having come in naked, having come together, perhaps those feelings begin to sing their own song wherever they may be in the body, in the belly, the throat, behind the eyes. They come to life and they have a place within this totality. They have something. They hold something of creation. Their personal, all the while that we hold them out there in the world, because we are holding them. But as soon as we come into the shrine, they become all of ours feelings. They become the feelings of everyone, impersonal. And by the way, I'm not suggesting that this isn't also felt out there when we're on our own. We're never on our own. We're never not connected to one another. But it's easier when we do come together, isn't it? So again, the body makes sure it's allowed to relax, that the weight is allowed to be surrendered to gravity. If it wants, no obligations. Feel your face can relax. Your face is so intensely working out there. And, the organ, the brain is located in the head, in the skull. It's a massive thing. And feel or be open to the possibility that your brain, maybe you can feel it. See if you can feel your brain. Just bring your attention first to the left side. Left hemisphere. Don't point your attention too hard. Just be open to sensing the left brain, the pulsation. Maybe you can feel the frontal lobe of the left side of the brain. See if you can travel a little bit deeper into the skull on the left side. Loose and unfocused. Hello. I don't live inside the head, inside the brain. You say to the brain, I don't live inside you. You live inside me. Me, the openness. May the kindness and let now feel the right side of the brain. You might even notice a difference switching to the right side, feeling the pulsation, maybe the tension, front of the right brain hemisphere. And then travel deeper into the skull and feel the back, the sides. Feel your whole brain now. It's a big sponge, big sponge-like sensation. And just visualize that it can drop down. Heavy, heavy brain can drop down all the way down onto your shoulders. And your shoulders can drop down all the way down into your palms. And your palms are facing down and they're maybe resting on your lap. And the warmth of your palm is heating your lap and penetrating your lap and your lap, your pelvis, your lower body is rooting into the earth. You can even feel your perineum talking to the earth, saying yes. Feeling your perineum, that the sexual area, the anus, that whole area just very alive. And the breath is singing along. And don't worry if none of this is operating any magic. It doesn't matter at all. Just letting the words, more than the meaning of the words, the sound of the words, the quality of the words, just bathe you, bathe your body, bathe your experience. And maybe feel again, I don't live in the body. In that body of separation. And I can allow the body to live in me, and in the sense that the sensations and feelings and pulsations and energies can just unfold in a quality of availability, which is me. And again, the movement, if it wants to come, the breath, if it wants to be audible. Let your own, our eyes are closed. Don't feel your, don't peek. To trusting your own inner wisdom, which, there's only one wisdom, but it just refracts and expresses itself differently in each one of us. And so see what's happening here. Is there movement? And how is the feeling and the emotion moving, if there is movement? And how are my hands gesturing and touching? And are my arms, moving more broadly? And what about my spine? And it's not even that anymore. It's just movement, expression, touch. Something moving. Something moving the body, and the body is perhaps not so physical, and or as much as it's physical, it's also quite subtle energy. And the hands, they might really know something that you can trust, the way they gesture or The way they're dancing with the space, opening the space, being opened by the space. Feel, really feel, allow yourself as if you had, we had all shared some wonderful substance that loosens the rational mind and allows us to let go of thinking and labeling, and so the body, the energy, the mystery. Perhaps you can even hear the vibration. And then when there's a return to stillness, it's not a doing, it's more like a dissolving of the body back into you. You're the stillness. And perhaps quite slowly, you let the body sort of dissolve, like salt dissolves in warm water, sugar in warm water. The body just dissolves in this borderlessness. And it may not dissolve entirely, of course, and the little lumps that are left are bathed and cherished by the openness. And feel the breath again, just the coming and the going of the breath. It's like a wave, the in-breath. Perhaps you can feel that it travels from the root of the pelvis up the central channel to the top of the head, and then the exhale. It's a long, smooth wave that goes through the pathway the other way from the top of the head down. And you find your own rhythm. And if you know Ujjayi breath, you apply Ujjayi breath, long, smooth. And there's a pause at the top, and there's a pause at the bottom. It's a prayer. And even though you are manipulating the breath in a way, excuse me, the quality is effortlessness. Nobody breathing. That's the quality. Now pushing the exhale, the pause, the flow of the in-breath, like a gift. Feeling that central channel, it's like a pathway that lights up with your tactile sense. You light it up, and then the breath just flows in. Doesn't make any sense what I'm saying. Don't try to make sense of it. Just see what happens. Long, smooth. Yes, and now let the breath be natural. Make sure your belly, your lower abdomen is allowed to completely relax with the in-breath. The sides and the back of your lower torso, relaxing, yielding with a breath. Yes, now visualize your favorite tree or your favorite person or your favorite animal. But it has to be a tall animal. So if it's your favorite cat or dog, just visualize that they're suddenly quite tall and that that tree or person or animal is 3 meters in front of you. And then with your breath, you're going to caress this being or this tree. So with the in-breath, you caress the tree from the roots all the way up to the top of the tree. The exhale, caressing the tree, the person, the cat, from the top to the bottom. Long, smooth, even breath. Very sensual, very tactile. Takes time for the mind to relax, for things to relax. So again, don't worry if it's not easy. Just be available for whatever arises. Long, smooth, even breath. Yes, and after the next exhale, let the breath be natural. Don't do anything. Let whatever's here be here. And I think I'm going to play a piece of music to end the meditation because I just, before I came on, I saw a very well-known, beautiful pianist, Alfred Brendel. An English pianist just passed away. He was very old. And so I was looking before I came to the meeting. I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll play something. So I think I will. I'll play something. And I will invite you just what? Just to receive it from this openness. Here it comes. I hope. Let's see.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Shall we take just a few minutes and come back, maybe 5 minutes? See you in a bit.
Oops.
Feel free to share or ask or how are you doing, Ben, over there?
It's crazy. I mean, but we don't get much sleep.
Where are you?
I'm in a place in Israel that's not really targeted. So we have to go to the shelter often at night. But it's relatively safe here. It's
Okay.
a nice village on a small mountain. Beautiful place we moved to.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, I'm trying to stay and with good spirits, do what I can.
Well done.
Oh, that Brendel piece was really, really touched me. What was it?
I'm gonna have to go look because it was a back. I'll send it in the email because it wasn't familiar to me.
Yeah, I remember listening to this several times, but I don't remember what it is.
When I send the recording, I'll let you know. Nice to see you both, anyway.
Huh?
I said it's nice to see you both.
Yeah.
You too. Thank you.
Wonderful to see you.
Oh, Anna says,
Oh, it's Italian concertos.
yeah,
Okay.
that's it. Thank you, Anna.
Adita.
More of them. Maybe I'll share just a little more.
Sure, Ben.
I really missed this space, and for some reason I haven't been able to connect. Like then there's been some pain around that, some like felt some distance, and yeah, so I'm not sure what I'm sharing. Like I don't have anything specific, but I just wanted to say something about something, and
Just wanted to hear the sound of your voice in the shrine.
yeah, probably. I just wanted to feel connected to
The
the
return of the prodigal son. No, I'm kidding.
shrine.
It's nice to see you again. Yeah, I mean, I wondered where you were. I was like, oh, I hope he's okay because it's been so, where you live, around where you live is in such a turmoil.
Yeah. I tried emailing you a couple of times and didn't get any reply, and then I think something happened. Like I kind of felt strange since, and maybe that's part of the pain I felt.
Okay, well, I don't think I received your email. Maybe I
Probably.
put it in my spam or something. I would certainly have responded. I said I certainly would have responded.
Yeah. I believe that. Anyway, it's good to be here again.
Very good to have you here.
And it's so supportive to have this kind of space where, like we can really feel the togetherness online. When at times where we're not really meeting a lot of people and not driving away from home, and
Right, I can imagine. And I think there's quite a lot of other, there are other teachers. I'll probably include in the next email other teachers who are doing things like this weekly.
Yeah, and we have a lot of them here in Israel too. And I
Yeah.
do a morning session also almost daily now.
Okay.
So it's like, so there are many opportunities, but I missed this
Yeah.
space.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you. Len's just about to say something. Are you unmuted? Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for sort of like just like a warm cocoon. And you know, just hearing what Ben had to say and here in the Bay Area, of course, and the country is just in, and we were just at a in Oakland, a demonstration with, I don't know, 10,000 or so people. And it's just like this coming together. And I could really feel what Ben was saying. It has reminded me of the time of the pandemic when there was this closed-in feeling. And of course, it's different where you are, Ben, because of what's happening there. And what's happening here is sort of like a real, I don't know, it's like everyone is being either drawn, I'd say, to show up. And so it was very inspirational being in a group of so many with a couple of friends. And then this, it's so nice. I've missed also being here, all kinds of whatever visits and things that meant. I haven't been in the shrine lately, but it's just really, it's warm cocoonish. Just really, really is so wonderful and supportive, Ellen. So thanks for that.
It's I share that feeling, you know. Very welcome. Thank you for all for coming, you know. I'm just like everybody else. I just need it, you know. I really, it's a need, a proper need. Don't be shy if you want to ask. So, you know, if some of you may, I don't know, which is really safe space here.
I just also really want to thank you, Alan. I don't know if you know, but was it 2 weeks ago the last time we had our meeting and you were ill and you had to retreat, but the rest of us continued?
Oh yeah,
I don't know if you were able to.
I didn't know. I know. I think I co I made somebody co-host, and then you stayed on, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was a recording of that, and if you were able to.
I didn't record it. Was it nice?
Yeah, I think it was beautiful, and well, not everybody, but some of us share our experience, but also really our Our appreciation of being here. Maybe when the cat is not in the house, the mice. It's not like we threw up a party or anything, but
I need to be invited
maybe
to
a
a
little
party.
more open to speak out what how we feel about.
Bye, Ben. Oh, they're off to the shelter. Take care, Ben. Be safe. Yeah. Oh, is he taking us to the shelter with him? Oh no.
Yeah, but one of the things was, for me at least, is that, like you say, like you are like everybody else, but, and I know you are, of course, but a lot of times when we're in meditation, it's like when you guide us, it's as if in a very, very detailed way, it's as if there's this experience in me, and then you say what it is, but it's like, how can you know that that's what I'm experiencing? It's that kind of magic.
I don't know. I know. I think I'm sure it's not always the case, but I think it's because we're so all we when we all dive deep and attend to our experience, there's so much we share, and I don't know. I don't think it's as I think I don't know if I can put words to it, but I think it's just sharing presence. And so and then it's one step further out of from pres so if we share presence, we're silent and we share the silence. And then so I think I'm just an attending to something so immediate that it has to resonate with each one of your experience more or less, because I'm surfing that wave that's just one step removed from silence. And
Right,
that's
yeah.
what you are all doing too. And I Yeah.
Yeah, that's the very good way to describe it. Yeah. Just one tiny step away.
Well, and then sometimes, it's more with the physical body. So I don't know. I just and I am just like everybody. I mean, I have been guiding meditations for a long, long time, and I'm absolutely certain that any one of you who would do it and did it would. Many, many times it's like learning how to play a musical instrument. And it sounds like you, are you a musician? Because you knew that piece of music, but are you a musician?
Not really. I mean, I have played the piano, yes, but
Yeah. But I mean, it's a bit like that. It's like that. It's like that. In other words, it's not because I'm more enlightened or anything like that. Just that I do it more often than
Yeah, but there's also the I don't think it's just experience, no, somehow
but then no but then it's
feeling
my love
how
of
to,
it my love of whatever we like to call it, which is intense, but yours is too, all of yours is too. And I guess, I fight quite hard not to be made special, because I think I was so I all for so long I thought my teachers were special, and they were special, but it was misleading in some ways to something about that was misleading for me in the long run. It was as if I wasn't it, I don't know, kind of. And I'm quite adamant that I'm not special. I know I'm not special. Why? Because I live with myself, and
Yeah, and I think
not. I'm just really not special. I mean, my thoughts are just.
that Yeah, and I think you convey that too. I mean, you don't put in any way you put yourself on a pedestal or anything. But I do think there is, for me, there is just really also poetry in the
Yes.
Yoga Guide. Yeah. And
Okay.
that is special, wherever it's coming
All
from.
right.
I don't want to. Oh, I don't want to sound too flattering, but yeah, that's just the way I experience
No,
it.
but it's nice also when I hear that it's resonating and that it's received and that somehow it touches you. You know, it's nice to know that because I have closed my eyes and I don't really see you, and we're not in the same space, so it's a bit of a wild, you know. I'm sometimes, you know, in moments of insecurity, I might wonder if everybody's really bored to tears, or and I don't know because I don't open my eyes, you know. But I sort of feel, no, that I feel you all sort of more or less to coming along with me, which is an amazing gift. Yeah, anyway, thank you, Anna, for
I would also like to thank Anna for persevering and continuing to say what she had to say, because I mean, it was just so, that's my experience when I, and it's not just with you, but it is definitely with you, that what is feels like it's the life for you're speaking from the life force itself, and it's coming through my body and whatever that means in the larger sense, and it's the next obvious thing to say. It's like it's the very next obvious thing that needs to be said. That's what you say, and it's like, yeah, okay. And I'm sure that it is. It's just like it's perfectly choreographed for me, and I know it must be true for everybody.
Oh, maybe not. You see, maybe there's a couple of people here who are like, what the fuck?
Maybe, maybe.
Horrible experience today. I was
Yeah,
so bored.
maybe. Well, maybe
We
that was perfect.
don't
Yeah.
know. But yeah, but you know, in a way,
Okay.
doesn't it make sense since we're all configured? And
Yes, I love that. That's just that little tiny bit from silence. That's perfect. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very lovely. It's like if I am true to myself and I guide us from that place, then it's like everything is tuned to that. I don't know, but it's, I guess,
Yeah.
really mainly what I want. It's just that we know there isn't a separate self here that's special, you know. It's just
Right.
deep, and yet this, I hear you, that there's something here that's
Yeah.
value and resonant.
Yeah.
But Ellen, I think that there is a special like flavor or taste to what you offer. And I think that's also what we're saying is like you aren't special, but you are special at the same time, and we can sense that. Like your special flavor that you bring to us, you offer to us, we really like it. It tastes good. More. No.
Ellen flavor.
Yeah, Ellen's flavor. Sorry.
Okay, then I'll receive it. No, but I sort of know that, you know, because I yeah. Thank you.
I mean, yeah, another way to say it is that it's channeled through you or something, Yeah.
What I want to add also is that delicacy and the subtlety of the technicality of the pranayamas and the breath, that it's without that artist playing the scales a long time and practicing, it's not possible to receive that delicacy that you have. And that is not there. Like nobody, but just anybody can guide that in that level.
All right, then. glad about that too. It's very nice actually to hear about the pranayama because I don't see and I don't get much feedback when we're sharing the pranayama.
I can tell, like from many years when it was such a struggle, the breath, and so contracted, the whole diaphragm and everything. And when it becomes like that earth, the breath becomes like a mist, that it's not anymore air that is breathed and you are not breathing. It is just like it makes you so humble. And it's not easy by myself to find that depth.
Me neither. But
Thank you, Ellen.
you're so welcome, Hilka. And I think maybe the invitation these days is to really cultivate it when we're on our own too. To really, really cultivate the togetherness when we're on our own. This knowledge that we are together. And the breath is, just to really cultivate that. And then to come together too. And thank you, Helka. I think it's your hand. But, oh, there you are. Are you there, Daniel?
Yeah, I just need to switch my internet because my Wi-Fi is bugging. Hello, hello.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Yeah, it's funny that we ended up on the topic just now that I actually had a question about, which is something I'm exploring is to not be overly reliant on connecting in meditation with other people. Because, yeah, a few years ago, I found this Sedona Method group where people connect through WhatsApp and get on a phone call to do these kinds of meditations together. And for me, that was amazing because the energy is so much, it's so much easier to feel difficult stuff in your body when you're with another person because of the shared space energy is more powerful. And recently I've been exploring how on my own, it feels a lot of the time impossible to be with what's in the body. The resistance of my mind is so incredibly strong to act, do anything to distract myself, either with thoughts or with my phone. It's almost like I've kind of given up on even, not completely. Sometimes I can feel stuff on my own, but I don't know. It's tricky. And sometimes I think, well, I could also go for a while to live in a monastery, and there, the monks, they also meditate in the same space together because of the energy. So I'm just exploring, a balance between the support of satsang of other people and shared presence, but also not being dependent on that too much. So I don't know if you have
Well,
concerns.
that's just a good edge for you, it sounds like. I mean, the reason why we don't do it when we're on our own is because we need a little stepping stone back to presence in a way. That's what coming together, it's like we're reminded where something is. You don't have to provide the field. The field is provided for you, the field of presence, the field of God, the field of. So when you're on your own, I guess when we are on our own, we have to sort of light the candle. And in fact, I think it helps to actually create a little altar and light some incense and dedicate a time and all those kinds of things. There's sort of ways that we're saying, I'm showing up, will you show up? Beloved, and beloved being, of course, our true nature, but that In the beginning, I think we approach it on our own in a more devotional, in a way you could say dualistic way. We're so that's could be helpful then. I mean, I wouldn't force anything, you know. If it's an interesting exploration for you, then you know, may, you could even you could do all sorts of things. You could say, okay, I'm just going to sit for 5 minutes, come rain or come shine, and even if it's horrible and I hate it every moment, I'm just going to sit quietly, close my eyes, and put the timer 5 minutes, and then just do that for a bit, and you know, maybe that sort of gives you a sense of confidence, and maybe there's a little moment of, you know, why would you do it if it's not out of love for the truth, or love for meditation, love for silence? Love, there's no reason that you would want to do it if it's just a horrible experience. So anyway, you just have to explore. I don't have any miracle recipes, but I know that most of us, our nervous systems are quite triggered, sort of 24/7, and maybe even more so at the moment. So I would have thought that having some things that calm the nervous system so that it's not the thing that's in the foreground, because it's just going to mirror back, let's do something, let's be distracted, but please, let's do something, help, we can't stop. So really being aware that the nervous system that is going to not like this settling down, because it means things are felt that are very unpleasant. So maybe just to really acknowledge it and have strategies to calm, pranayama, breathing. I don't know, gargling. I heard gargling is very good to calm the nervous system.
Oh, gargling, yeah.
Anyway, good luck with it, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, guys, I think we're out of time. Thank you so much, everyone, and take yeah, Zuzu, hug. See you in a couple weeks, maybe. Bye, bye, Maria. Bye, everyone. Feel free to unmute, and also sweet.
Thank you so much.
Bye,
Bye.
Zian Maki.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye bye.
Bye
Bye, everybody.
bye. Bye
Stay safe, Dan.
Take care. Be
Bye
safe.
bye.
Rose.
Bye,
Breathing.
everyone.
Bye,
See you there.
everyone.
Bye,
Bye.
Jan Marie.
Bye.
Bye, Jan Marie. Bye bye. Bye, Hilka. Bye, Krista. All right.